something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Why Did Jesus Come?
Hallelujah.
I just want to share some important thoughts with you. Why did Jesus come? Why Jesus? Why did he come? Why did he come? I want to give you a few scriptures. Some important verses in the Bible to give you an idea how God loves us. In 1 John, the first epistle of St. John, chapter 3, he gives us a clear message. When you read in verse 8, he says, he that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Did you see that? For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. He says, this is the purpose that the Son of God was manifested to us. And I want to remind you, if you haven't heard it before, of course, then you're hearing it now. What is the meaning of Son of God? Son of God does not mean someone that's born by God. Like when you say, John Jr. is the son of John Sr. because he is his daddy. His wife gave birth to John. That's not the sense in which the Word of God talks about the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Son of God means God in human flesh. That's the meaning of Son of God. That's what the Bible means when it says Son of God. And you know, Jesus lived in a Jewish environment. They understood exactly what he meant when he said he was the Son of God. And they said to him, you that are just a man are making yourself equal with God. And they picked up stones to try to kill him because they said he was blaspheming against God for daring to say that he was the Son of God. They understood that Son of God meant God manifested in flesh. Did you know that's why they crucified Jesus? For saying who he really was? Because they didn't believe him. But it was true. So the Bible says in what we just read, the verse we just read, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. What are the works of the devil? In the first part, it shows you sin, doing things that are inconsistent with the will and plan of God, wickedness, evil. The works of the devil destruction, sickness, pain, affliction, and even death. For the Bible says that death is a result of sin. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And you remember in the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse number 38, the Bible tells us something about Jesus, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, that's the Holy Spirit, and with power, who went about doing good. Look at that. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's wonderful. It says, Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So all those people that Jesus healed, the Bible says they were oppressed of the devil. It doesn't say that God made them sick. When someone is sick, it's not God who made it so. The Bible says it's a devil. They were oppressed of the devil. And it was Jesus who went about doing good and healing them. Healing is a good work. So Jesus went about healing them. They were oppressed of the devil. So that's first thing to understand about Jesus' purpose. Number two, you find his purpose stated very clearly in St. John's Gospel chapter 10 and verse number 10. I'd like to read it to you from the Amplified Translation because it breaks it down very simply and easy to understand. Listen to what it says. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. These are the words of Jesus. Jesus said this. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life. Did you ever think the word enjoy would be in the Bible? It's right there. It says, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. That means until you become a distributor of good things to other people and making other people's lives worth living. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Warri, 10 Airport Road, opposite Union Bank, Efuru, Warri, Delta State. Worship with us on Sundays. First service, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Second service, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Language Church, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0913-164-8570 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. God bless you.